Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven and a half the hour. It's Tuesday on the DJV program. We are officially two-thirds of the way through the month of July. Julius Caesar is responsible this month, as is his was Augustus Caesar his cousin? I'm trying to remember. Or his son. Julius Caesar had, sounds like an E-I-E-I-O, right? Julius Caesar had a son. His name was Augustus. Anyway, the Romans needed to control the world, and in fact, they control most of the world, and that's why we have 12 months and not 10 before the Caesarian Empire, the Roman Empire. There were only 10 months, and then these two eager maniacs decided they ought to have months named for them, and that's where July and August came from. And that is a true story. I think you all realize that, right? Hopefully. Then you realize that Uncle Dougie is on the mend.
He couldn't be making that up.
Nope, didn't make that one up. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jay and I have the bug of buggers, but we will slog our way through all of the things that are necessary in order to make this a worthwhile experience on the radio. The launch of the Jeff Bezos spaceship, dubbed El Penisitis, is on its way. When is it going? It's later today, right?
Today, this
6
morning.
6 a.m., yeah. East Coast time, 6 a.m.,
it's
yeah.
9 a.m. Eastern.
9 a.m., excuse me. I live on the West Coast, so 6 a.m.
Right.
My time.
Right.
Okay, so he's the richest guy in the world. Are we all following this? Are we excited? Are we thinking, wow, this is really...
I'm going to watch it live. I mean, I'm interested to see how it compares to the Virgin Galactic launch. Already, it's kind of funny because, you know, we've already talked about the shape of the rocket.
Yes.
Which is an interesting choice. Mm-hmm. And it's a very different type of launch from what Virgin Galactic does and did. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested to see how it compares. Already, I'm, like, nitpicking because I'm a Branson fan, not a Bezos fan. So I'm already nitpicking at their jumpsuits, which look like a cheaper version of what Richard Branson has with Under Armour, which is a big contract that he has with them. So, I don't know. It looks a little budget for me, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird that they decided to do this so close together. To have Branson go up one week and Bezos go up the next, it's like...
Bezos chose today because of the Moon Day, National Moon
right.
Day. But I think Branson wanted to do it for his birthday.
Yeah, it feels very much like a race to get
very
as many
scientific.
Billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like a race to get as many billionaires as we can up in space. And so, I don't know.
What does it prove? What good does it do? What benefit is there to mankind from any or all of this, whether it's Virgin, or whether it's the Blue Origin, whatever else may
be asking that. I think any time you can do something with space, I think it's really cool. And, you know, I think we agreed, Doug, that the stupidest thing that we did as a country, and it was a bipartisan stupidness, was getting rid of the space program. And
ignorance.
That was something that, it could have united a lot of united people.
It always has.
Space right.
program
but,
has always been a unifier. Since the 50s.
So I always kind of have this interest when I think that people are, you know, doing some kind of new, fun, cool thing in the vein of exploration. But it was funny, I was talking to my mom yesterday, who, you know, we are very opposite on the political spectrum. And we were talking about it. I said, it just feels weird. It's like these billionaires race into space. And she goes, there's so much here that we need to be doing on Earth before we get there. So I think there's this, like...
There's a total backlash, yeah.
Yeah, maybe on the... especially
that's
on the
ignorance,
left,
too, by the way. That is real ignorance.
There's a backlash,
well,
like, there's
I'm
more to be
calling your
done
mother
here.
Ignorant, but that's an ignorant thought.
It sounded like it, but that's all right. I just kept going.
Yeah. Well, there's also a difference between all the billionaires of why they're going to space. Like, Bezos and Branson are they wanted to go up to space themselves, fulfilling childhood boy dreams. But also, they just want to make it commercial for everybody to get a chance to go to space, or if you have enough money. Or I feel like Elon Musk is like, no, we need to make sure that we can populate another planet so that when this planet's gone, we can continue on. It just seems like different motives.
This planet will never be gone. Well, I shouldn't say never. But what happens is that mankind is doing a good job of ruining the surface of it so that at some point in time it will purge itself, as it has many hundreds of times over the course of its billions of years in existence. That's what the planets do. They save themselves. They are living beings. They are living things. And when it gets to a point of it not working, then it cleanses itself and goes on to whatever the next thing is, which many people speculate will be bacteria and bugs controlling the planet. So it may sound like folly to you, but that really is the history of the planet. Human beings have only been on the planet 300,000-400,000 years, it's not even in our form. The first form of people, I was going to call them pedophiles, but pedestrians, if you will, walking around on two legs. That's only in the history of the planet, a very recent occurrence in terms of the history. So anyway, this submission with Jeff Bezos up and down in 10 minutes. I don't know if there's something else for that, too. Maybe there's something about him and his performance that equals 10 minutes.
Well, Branson's mission was 12 minutes. I mean, that's all it takes. You launch, you go up, you see the Earth and the curvature, you float around, and then you come back down. I mean, that's the whole point of it for tourism.
Jennifer was probably the only one who got the double entendre there.
I got what you were saying. Yeah, I got it. It just wasn't that funny. But.
Well, thank you. Today is National, as you pointed out, National Moon Day. This is the day when Neil Armstrong stepped down onto the moon's cratered surface. Remember what he said? One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. How many people were glued to what was then television? It was amazing, not just here in our country, but around the world. It was probably, in terms of at least modern history, maybe the history of the planet, the most unifying day in the history, really, of the planet. People were glued. They were so excited all around the world. The scene in Independence Day, where they get all of the ships, the spaceships, and knock them out of the sky, and then the celebrations around the planet of various countries that's in the movie, that was kind of what it was like when, I remember it very, very well, July 20th, 1969, this was something that got the John F. Kennedy said we'll get a man to the moon in this decade, and that was the fulfillment of that promise. And so we have National Moon Day.
One of the things I think that is cool about Bezos today is that I don't know if you looked at who he's traveling with, but Wally Funk is on today's.
And Wally Funk, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wally Funk is a woman. She's 82 years old now. She trained for the space program back in the 60s, and because she was a woman, they wouldn't let her go to space. Yeah. So today, at 82 years old, hopefully everything goes well, and today she gets her chance. So.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it is interesting that you said it is a unifier. When Richard Branson took off in the Unity rocket, it was called Unity, and Stephen Hawking was friends with Branson and had named it because he said space travel is the great unifier, so he's the one who named the rocket. But it is interesting because I had never thought much about it, but just how many times, you know, since we've had all these SpaceX launches and stuff. It is really, you know, it is really cool.
Yeah, it is the great unifier. All right, so we'll talk about vaccinations and stuff in a matter of moments, the Delta variant, as we continue here on today's DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about how the situation with now the variant, but generally speaking over the last year and a half, what we've had to do to clean up our act, literally and figuratively, so that we would be better. And as you know, we are what we breathe. We are what we eat. And all these airborne threats that are around, especially the viruses, all pass through your nose for the most part. Some of them go through your mouth and your eyes, but mostly it's all through your nose. And so that's the the focus of most doctors. It's important, they will tell you, if you go to the doctor and ask the question, they'll tell you it's important to keep your nose clean. And so that's what proper nasal cleansing is all about, highlighted by the Navage. I was in the drugstore last night getting something for my sore throat, and I noticed a whole bunch of Navage machines right there. You can get them in the drugstores. You can get them around. Most people order them online because that seems to be, if it's least expensive, but it's probably easiest. Everybody likes to order online. And you can do that so you can breathe more clearly and you can sleep better and feel healthier. All of us have had that experience. And so if you want to have the same, you want to be like us when you grow up, boys and girls, then you should go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Find out why this is so successful, why it's so easy. There's a guarantee of satisfaction, no question about it. Use it in the morning when you get up, as you go through your normal routine, and in the evening as well. And if you don't like it, you get a full refund. That's the guarantee on the website, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, so here we have at 18 after the hour on the DJV program, the reality of what today is about and what we have to put up with, if you will. This Delta variant is amazing because of its impact on people. I have somebody that relates to me, a doctor who sent a note along about being unvaccinated and what it does. And this doctor's opinion makes a person deadly to others. Children, friends, parents, tell folks that family members all ought to think of the health and welfare of others. And that's what this person says. It's, quote, selfish to not be vaccinated, especially when it doesn't cost anything.
At what it's doing already to the, you know, to the Dow. Dow had the worst day of all of 2021 so far, and it's because of the Delta variant and so many unvaccinated people. If you care about, you know, forget about caring about other people. If you care about the economy and you don't want the economy to slide backwards, I mean, this is why Wall Street's freaking out, because it looks like we're sliding backwards, and I don't...
Is it Wall Street freaking out about COVID, or is it about how stupid our government reacts to it? I think is maybe
doesn't matter. They're the same thing at this point. We got to protect the government. If you want to protect the economy, you know, get a shot.
Yeah, right. That's a way of looking at it. All right, 20. Why? What are you playing music for? Okay, here we go. The companies whose fates seem to be hit hardest: the airlines, cruise lines. How's your cruise investment, Jennifer? Doing all right, or
I think it's been doing okay.
Carnival took a dive yesterday. Is Carnival
maybe it'll
what
come
have?
Back? I'm in it to win, so I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a while. I bought it at $9, so to be honest, I'm not super worried.
No. Let's see. Energy stocks were down. I don't know. Why would the energy? I guess I wonder about the energy sector. What's that? Because people won't travel? I think that's going to be not that. That's not a factor, actually. People are going to travel. I think there's huge resistance from what I gather and talking to my children in Los Angeles to going back to masks and some of the things that are now being suggested. Is there any mandate, Jennifer, that you must wear a mask, or is it just
mask? The mandate. LA County says you must wear a mask, vaccinated or not.
I think
that doesn't sell the efficacy of the vaccine when they're telling you to wear
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and JJ now has the opportunity to run the good ship Lollipop here with an overview of the things that are trending, social media material, and we're back to Britney Spears, and we'll tell you why right after this.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Let's get at it here on the DJV program. Britney Spears and the story behind the story, Jay. This is something that doesn't... It ought not to go away, actually. There ought to be a focus on this because I'm betting there are other people who have shared this experience, not so openly, but it's a really bad... This is bad. There are a lot of bad things around, and this is one of them. So what is she saying about the drugs? What do we know about the drugs?
Well, so this is coming from an ex-security guard. He was a former cop. His name's Fernando Flores. He was on Britney's security team back in 2010, and he said that she was on such heavy drugs that she would go from being, you know, completely with it to talking about parallel universes, and that a woman would arrive to her home every Friday with medication, and he'd have to explain to Britney what the medication was. So it was 3 antipsychotic medications and birth control pills. Now, the thing about this guy is he made headlines back in 2011 when he sued Britney's estate for $10 million, claiming she sexually harassed him, did drugs, was basically a disgusting human being. And so it's kind of like...
Now he's trying to act like he's on the
side. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Great.
So it's yeah. So
she,
I mean, she's already
away
said
from
that
the takers.
She can't, and she even posted recently on social media about something of all these people coming out of the woodwork showing support for her and, you know, stating what they've seen and giving Britney all of their love and support. And she's like, but where were you when I was begging for it before? Yeah. Like, I've got me now.
And the thing is about giving her all these, I mean, they were force-feeding her all these drugs that she didn't want and certainly didn't need. But, you know, remember when she was on X Factor? She did one season with Simon Cowell and... I forget who the other judges were. And then one of those other judges, the British guy, said that he recently came out and said he felt so sorry for her because he said they gave her so many drugs on the show that she was just sort of out of it. And he saw them giving her, you know, the pills to take and everything. And at the time when the story broke, everyone was kind of like, well, is this guy telling the truth or not? Now, if this security guy, whether he's pawn scum or not, which seems like he is,
well,
but he's
suing her for
$10 million
bucks, right,
story,
at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in 2011, and it was settled. It was the case was later settled.
But he's corroborating what the other guy from X Factor said, as that they were force feeding her all these drugs, and she was just out of it.
Well, and so many memes came from her time on X Factor. I mean, you could tell that she was definitely on something because there were so. I never watched the show, but I saw clips.
I watched
the
whole season.
Yeah, she wouldn't even make comments. She would just make all these facial expressions, which you usually see of somebody who is under the influence of something. Mm.
What about her boyfriend who rear-ended somebody? Now, nobody would know who this guy was, except now he's known as her boyfriend. Is that right?
He's an actor, and this is not a good look for the fight against having her driving the car with him. He rear-ended somebody. He took full responsibility. He didn't say what actually caused the minor crash, but everybody was okay. Is he one of those people that tends to film himself while driving? That is such a pet peeve of mine.
I don't think he was doing that, but he did make a video. I don't know if you saw that. He did do an Insta story after the accident.
After the fact, yeah.
And he said that the most important thing is that no one was hurt. Right. And, you know, yeah, and it was his fault. I think she was at a red light in front of him, and he didn't.
Yeah, he took full responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, I cannot help, but whenever it's one of these, this minor of a crash, it's like, were you on your phone? Because I've witnessed these crashes before, where somebody's on their phone and they don't realize that their foot came off the brake at the stoplight, and they slow roll into the car in front of them.
All right, there it is, the update on Britney, trending. Check it out, DJV Show and Twitter and Instagram, Facebook at Facebook.com/DJV Show. Say that again, Doug. Facebook.com/DJV Show.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need Get Upside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free Get Upside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside. Some months I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, has announced the Republicans that will be on the January 6th commission. Ultimately, Speaker Nancy Pelosi can veto his choices. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the 8 representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th.
The threat of thunderstorms and lightning has prompted Oregon officials to ask for help from the wildfires running rampant through their state. One massive fire in the state, the Blue Lake Fire, has grown to a third the size of Rhode Island, 300 miles southeast of Portland. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Texas Democrat lawmakers run away from their responsibilities because they don't like the legislation, puts a major black eye on Texas politics. So says Texas State Senator and former teacher Angela Paxton, Republican. She tells Fox News their actions are stunning.
The irony is really stunning. If indeed the place to be, if you care about protecting the vote, which is what this bill really is about, it's not D.C., it's in Texas. And the irony of holding a position as an elected official where your job literally is to vote on behalf of your constituents and then to leave and refuse to vote is beyond me. The thing that I would say is this is not like Texas politics. And I think that's part of what's very frustrating about this. I'm in the Texas Senate. We have a quorum, although we only have 4 of our Democrats still here in the state, but we do have enough to continue to do the work of the Texans that we all represent. But it's not the way we've done business. I think Texas has always been known for its ability to get things done, 150 House members and 31 senators. And so it's pretty frustrating that these House Democrats have resorted to D.C.-style politics instead of Texas-style politics.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 at the hour on the Tuesday DJV program, Golden Thoughts. You know how in the cartoons they have those balloons that are supposedly referencing whatever the character is talking about? You know what I mean, ladies?
Thought bubbles.
Thought bubble.
Yeah. Thought bubbles. Ah, okay. Excuse me. So we have thought bubbles here of the current items we're thinking to ourselves. Okay.
Troy and I get those during this part of the show.
Is that so? Thank you very much. All right, so let's merge our thoughts here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, the virus is on top of... I would say the things today, the two things that are floating around that seem to have the most impact on all of us conversationally and otherwise, certainly what's going on with masking and the virus and the vaccines and that sort of thing, and also the accusation that China is running a global cyber hacking campaign. I think those are the two things that stand out. Let's go back to Victoria, some of the things that are
However, well, I mean, the Chinese are the reason for the virus in the first place, so I guess they're all
the
trying
Chinese
to tell
government. Let's, the you know, in case anyone's new, Chinese government.
Yeah.
Not the Chinese people. Yeah.
The only so the Chinese American people that work for the government that are in the lab. Yeah. All right. So the this universal masking stuff for school, there's going to be a lot of pushback to this. What's the recommendation?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics said on Monday that there should be universal masking of students older than 2 years old when school returns, regardless of vaccination status. So this was a big announcement that a lot of, you know, this is a lot of people were looking to see what this group of pediatric doctors or pediatricians would say. And so they say that they're making the recommendation because a significant portion of the student population is not yet eligible for the vaccines, and that opening schools generally does not significantly increase community transmission, but that's only if masks are used. So some places like New York City schools have already said that the kids, regardless of vaccine status, are going to be masked up. Jersey is waiting to make that decision right now. They're not. If you're vaccinated as a kid, then, you know, up to the, whatever the age bracket is. I think it's 10 to 15.
Is that impulsive?
Now,
is, 12, is this 15? Impulsive? There it's are stupid. Some who say that it causes children to be, or anybody actually, with masks, depending on
psychological damage is ridiculous. If I had a child that was of school age, and the means to do it, I would homeschool immediately or try to find a private school. This is the stuff that's happening right now. The fact that you're not going to have kids connecting using facial expressions with their teachers and their friends for what? Follow the science, right? That's what we've been doing. Follow the science. The science is that even if kids get it, they have mild cases. In
well, not always,
instances.
Though. That is changing.
But not always, but that's true with everything.
I'm not saying kids are going to be hospitalized, but kids are getting it, and they're getting severe cases, and they're spreading it. And the more
kids,
adults, but the problem, though, is that the more, my friend is going through this right now with her six-year-old, and they're getting tested today because there's an outbreak at his summer camp. The whole camp is outdoors,
you know, then
except
let's
they
just
ride
shut
on
up,
the buses.
Let's just shut everything down, and let's let no one go outside.
Well, I'm not saying
let's
that.
Live in our bubble.
Just,
because
I'm
what we're saying,
saying. Wait, hang on. I'm not saying to shut everything down. What I'm saying, though, is I have a lot of friends who have kids who are young and are in their, this is a very active conversation with all the moms and all kinds of political spectrums too. But the problem though is the more adults and even now teenagers who are getting vaccinated, it's making the kids more vulnerable because they're not vaccinated. So that's
but
why the pediatrician
group
are saying that.
There are a lot of kids who are getting heart inflammation from getting the vaccine. I mean, there are a lot of what
ifs. In some cases,
and in this
yeah.
country, we used to care about protecting people's lives. And the thing is, when kids are getting it, most of them, by and large, are not dying. In fact, most people who get COVID are not dying. And so we're acting like we can't continue and function as a normal society unless people aren't getting sick. That was never the case with the flu. That was never the case with the common cold. Right now, I think probably all four of us on this program are a little sick with something right now. So should we all just go home and never come out of the house again? Do we all just need to, like, stay away from each other? No, we have to function because we're still functioning. This is what I don't understand, this new mentality that we just have to keep people masked and keep people home and don't let anybody mingle because they might get sick. That, this is new. This never used to happen.
What we're dealing with is exactly what the Chinese government wants us to argue among ourselves, to create division, to create hostility. They have created the perfect
story. That's all fine.
Story.
That doesn't create a solution for what we're
no,
supposed
that's
to
why,
do
No, that was my
here.
Next sentence.
That's
what are we
problem.
Going to do to solve the problem? And pointing fingers at everybody doesn't fix
but
it. We have to create the solution among ourselves. There's got to be some reasonable solution, and shutting everything down is not a reasonable solution. So what is a reasonable solution? Masks?
Well, American Academy of Pediatrics say the kids wearing masks are, yeah. that's a solution. That's
I,
what
just,
they,
I feel
that's
like that's also damaging. I mean, we can all agree that that is, I think, damaging for kids, right? I mean, what are we going to weigh now? We're going to weigh their ability to protect them, or so they say, from getting COVID. That's one benefit to putting your kid in a mask. The other is having your kid not be able to really connect with people on a human level because they
but
have
that's
masks
not happening
on their faces.
Though. All my friends' little kids are all wearing masks, and they're all at summer camp, and they're all
we don't even
they're in
we
school.
Don't even know yet. I mean, this is the thing. Maybe be a
kids
summer
are
camp
resilient.
At a school.
I don't know. I don't.
But we don't
I
know what's
more damaging
to
adults who are like locked in their houses alone if they're elderly. I think that's much more damaging than kids wearing masks while they're on the playground. I don't know. Kids
I just think
are resilient.
We don't even know yet. I mean, this has been a year of doing this to kids. We don't even know what the ramifications are.
All right, let's look at older people. The women's gymnastic team. Some of them have tested positive for the coronavirus. They're already over in Tokyo because the games start on Friday. And so one of the alternates has tested positive. So what do you do?
Everybody freaked out when this headline came out. It just said one of the members of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. And everyone was like, is it Simone Biles? Is it Allie Raisman? Like, people freaked out. It's Kara Eaker. She's an 18-year-old or 17-year-old, I believe. She is an alternate on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, the thing is, I wish that people would actually, I know that they were trying to protect her identity, but then her own coach came out and said she was the one who has it on the team. So she's being quarantined in one section of Olympic Village. But, you know, we also don't, she was vaccinated as well. So that's another factor. She tested positive, she is vaccinated, but we don't know if she has any symptoms. So if you don't have symptoms, if you're, according to the CDC, and now the Olympics is obviously different because they're testing everybody, but if this was real life and you've been vaccinated and you have no symptoms, the CDC says there's no reason for you to get tested. I don't know if that means that you can still pass that on to someone else, because that's why they're quarantining her, so she doesn't infect
anybody
else.
There's no clarification.
But, right,
again,
that's where it's very cloudy.
Saying that you have to have symptoms, really, or at least the start of symptoms, to really pass it on to people. I'm surprised that they're doing all of the testing if everybody's been vaccinated. And I don't know if you guys saw the story, but Curative, which is a company that I used every single time I had my COVID test, has been knocked out of business for a while because their tests are or were inaccurate, that there were so many false positives.
Were they the
false
spit
negatives? Curative.
Yeah,
they wouldn't even let them happen
in New Jersey and New York because they were so inaccurate. Those were those rapid saliva tests that they were using at the White House when they had that big outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Less than half, yeah.
Well, and the thing is that, in like, for instance, in California, that was widely used. That was really kind of the only kind of test that you could use. So then it makes you wonder what that means for the numbers. Mm-hmm. Because every time you get a positive, they're counting it as a new case. Well, what if people weren't really positive? I mean, I kept getting negatives. What if people weren't really negative? I mean, there's a lot of what ifs in the numbers on all of this that we're using as kind of doctrine or as gospel. And instead, maybe it's not what we think at this point. On both sides, the positives and the negatives.
All right. Well, there's that. Then there is the mandate at the University of Indiana, federal judge giving colleges, pretty much generally speaking, first, if this is a win, if you're sending your youngster to a college that says they have to be vaccinated or they have to wear a mask, I don't know what the feeling is about that. It's another mandate. Private schools can do that. I don't know if the public schools can do that.
Rutgers is a state university. Well, I'm in New Jersey, and Rutgers is the state university, and everyone has to be vaccinated in order to return to campus. So
California schools are doing that too. The privates, the publics. And
There
was an argument about that because it's not an approved vaccine if they have the standing to actually require that, because it's just a vaccine with emergency authorization. And so since it's not fully approved, the argument was, well, how can you mandate something that's not got full authorization? But it looks like
the judge says the 14th Amendment permits Indiana University to pursue a reasonable and due process of vaccination in the legitimate interests of public health. So there is almost 600 colleges around the country that have taken on the vaccine mandate. You can't go back to school unless you have a shot. And if you've already paid, you probably better get a shot, because you're not going to get your money back if you don't get a shot. My alma mater is doing it that way. Okay. You don't want to come back to school, that's up to you. But if you pay your tuition, we're not giving you your money back. So,
that's interesting.
There you go. Listen, is that reasonable? The whole thing is back to, is it reasonable? 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. In a moment, what's going on with Canada? Here with the DJV, here's Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. This is a focus now on, I guess in part, what we have come to realize is part of the the results, if you will, the wake of the pandemic is a lot of people are out of work and a lot of companies shut down for a while. Now everybody's hiring. So if you're looking to find a really good hire fast with accuracy, just look at the numbers from the folks that run Indeed. They have a facility called Instant Match, which in practical terms searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver to you, a boss, candidates whose resume fit your job description to a T. They actually also have 135 skill sets that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidate and do it much quicker. So, Indeed, delivering four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, that's quite a statistic. If you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, our suggestion is to go to Indeed.com/credit. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try it for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so it looks like the Canadians are opening up their border. If you have proof that you've been vaccinated, next month you'll be able to go to Canada. They're easing their restrictions at the border. I don't know how easy it has been or haven't. What have they demanded if you're going across the border, or what does the American side demand of you if you're a Canadian to prove that you have either been vaccinated? Most of the places
Canada didn't allow any tourism over the border.
No.
So this is the first time. Yeah, they've been on lockdown, so they haven't allowed any non-essential travel, like whether it's, you know, goods and services, things like that. Like businesses could do it, but there was no tourism allowed.
All right. So do they have to? You know, they can ask you all the questions, but that doesn't mean you tell them the truth as to whether you're symptomatic or asymptomatic. And
well, you
also
have to provide your vaccine card.
Yeah, okay, but you can still, are they requiring a test as well if you're flying in and out? So
everybody flying everywhere needs to have some sort of a test, I think. Unless it's domestic within the U.S., then if you're vaccinated, you show your card, you don't need to have a test. If you're not vaccinated, you have to have a test within 72 hours of your
flight. Get on a plane to go anywhere? I didn't know that. That's news to me.
You're fully vaccinated.
I am, but that doesn't mean nobody's asked me to prove it.
Well, you
anytime.
Have to when you go out of the country, not when you go, not when you're
country.
Going domestically. Yeah, but there's like Hawaii, for instance, has got a website that you have to fill out and you have to upload your information to it. Canada has the same thing. They have an app or a website that you can use that you can submit your travel information before you go.
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned about Hawaii and what's going, what the requirements are there. They do have some new rules that I guess are posted on websites everywhere. It's 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
...53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time, which means we bring Victoria Keevan back into the spotlight with an overview of a couple of stories that are important. And the number one thing today, as I said earlier on, the accusation against China chiming in on this is the world community, their hacking and the cyber attacks and that sort of thing. So give us some details on this, will you please, Victoria?
Sure. So the United States, the European Union, NATO, and other world powers on Monday accused the Chinese government of a broad array of malicious cyber activities, blaming its Ministry of State Security, MSS is what they go by, and their hackers allegedly linked to it for a sophisticated attack on Microsoft, which was a huge attack on them, email server software and things like that. So the condemnations represent the first time that NATO, which is a 30-nation alliance, has denounced the Chinese cyber attacks. They're following the Biden administration's pledge back in June to rally U.S. allies against China's behavior. This was a campaign promise that Biden made. It was a very stark contrast to Trump's sort of go it alone at China method. And so Biden's his philosophy is that if we get every other nation. And we all do business with China. We all know that. This cannot be, you know, this is not a faucet that we can just turn off. But if we get everybody together and everyone pressures China into what they're calling responsible behavior in cyberspace and checks and balances and things like that, that is the main goal. And so this group together represents the largest group of other nations that's ever condemned China before to this date. And so they said China's pattern of irresponsible behavior in cyberspace is inconsistent with its stated objective of being seen as a responsible leader in the world. That came from the White House on Monday. This is the first time Washington and other allies have assigned blame for the Microsoft Exchange hack, which compromised more than 100,000 servers worldwide. Microsoft suspected the Chinese right away, but then they did, you know, more investigations throughout the U.S. government, and so they now are officially putting the blame on them. The Biden administration also said they're not ruling out further action to hold China accountable, it, probably in the way of sanctions. We're not really sure what that plan is yet, but the officials from Washington said that the U.S. and the allies are going to be exposing 50 tactics, techniques, and procedures that Chinese state-sponsored cyber actors used when targeting the U.S. and allied networks, along with advice for technical mitigations to confront the threat. So they're going to lay out exactly what China has done, which is also the first time that we've ever had that kind of level of transparency with what our intelligence services have discovered. So I think this is a good thing. This is one of the things that I supported Biden on when he said, you know, we just can't go it alone against China. It's the second largest economy in the world. We need our allies. And so here's a good example of that.
Yep. Everybody's got to sit up and take notice. It's time
Put the squeeze on them.
Put the squeeze on them. And in all sorts of ways, because the government, they're just bad. Not bad, is evil. And I remember the access of evil when we had Bush.
We have George Bush,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah, right. So we now have, we still have the access of evil, China, Russia, and Iran. All right, continuing on with the news from Peloton after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, if you're using a Peloton or you're interested in one, what do we need to know here, Victoria?
Well, Peloton is entering the video game business, so if you have a Peloton bike and you are a subscriber to their videos, if you want to mix it up and not do the traditional class anymore with the instructor and the other people in there, they now are working on a beta version of similar to Mario Kart. So essentially, you're getting your workout, but you're actually playing the video game through your Peloton screen at the same time. It's called Lane Break, so like, take a break from the lane, and you can basically control everything while you're pedaling. So it looks kind of fun.
All right. Fun we need to have. 59.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.